left off Chazara, Lamed Vav, Omed Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which spells out exactly what bracha one recites on all the different parts of the Tzlaf bush. It's about 20 lines from the bottom. The two dots, you have Omer Abiyurim Arab, Tzlaf Shalor, Lavichutz Lord, then you have the line after, Almine Natzpa, on all the different parts of the Tzlaf bush, Al Ho'alim Valat Morois, Omer Bar Pri Ho'adom. So the Braisa says that you recite Bar Prihoitz not only on the Evyonis, which are the fruits themselves, the fully ripened fruits, but you say Bar Prihoitz on the Kaprisim, which are the peel around the fruits, also edible. So this was quoted, this Braisa was quoted to ask Akash against Amrav Yudah Marav. Yudah says in the name of Rav that if you have a tzlach bush in chutz loretz only, where the din is kolam mekel barz alochet masa b'chutz loretz, zarka is avyanis v'echol v'sak kapris. The only part that's also b'achila b'hanoa, the orlo is the avyanis, the peri, and the peel is muta b'hanoa. Peel is muta. It's muta b'achila, muta b'hanoa. So the Gemara says, how can it be? But that's part of the pri itself. You see that you say bari pri ha'etz on that. So the Gemara says, well, if you look in the Mishnah Maisris, there's Machlekes Hatanaim, when you mafresh Trumas and Maisris on the Tzlaf, you have to be mafresh on the peel as well. So the Gemara presents it, even though the din really should not be like Rabbi Akiva, you should really paskin that you have to be mafresh Trumas and Maisris on the Evyoinas, on the Paris, on the fully ripe Bri, and on the Kafris and on the Shell. But since Rabbi Akiva's sheet exists, so if it's not a pre with respect to Trumas and Maisris, the only mafshir Trumas and Maisris on Michael Odom has to grow in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Roy Lachilas Odom. It's only Roy Lachilas Be'ema, so it's not Chayim Trumas and Maisris. We mentioned last week if something is basically Michael Be'ema, but it's also Roy Lachilas Odom, so then the Rambam says you have to be mafshir Trumas and Maisris Midi Rabbanim. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And after as well, I think it is, the Gemara says about Boxer, Charuvin, Maisa Charuvin is Midi Rabbanah. So the Rambam, so the Ravid understands the reason for Maisa Charuvin is the Rabbanah. There's all other peris of Ilan. Aside from olives and grapes, all peris of Ilan are only Midi Rabbanah. The Rambam says, no, if olives and grapes are Chayim and HaTorah, so all peris of Ilan are Chayim and HaTorah. And the Charuvin is only Chayim and the Rabbanah because basically, Michael Beime, which is Roy Lachilus Odom. So the only time he mafresh Trumas Mais is if the thing is it basically Minatora, if it's basically Michael Odom. So this is a Machlekes Hatanoim in Maisris. What about the Kafris and what about the shells of the Avyoinus, of the fully ripened pre of the Tzlaf bush? Is it Chayim Trumas Maisris or not? So the Gemara presents it here as if the din really is not like Rebbe Akiva. Meikra din Yechayim Trumas Maisris even on the shell. Because the shell is also pre. It's not the stama shell. It's Roy Lachilus Odom, Oimel Lachilus Odom, it's a pre. But because Rabbi Kiva's opinion exists, even though we don't accept it in Eretz Yisrael as far as Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maisis is concerned, what we do accept is we rely on his opinion regarding Orla B'chutz Lords. Only that part of the pre becomes Orla, Baralt Marlosa Espiria, only the pre. The wood of the tree does become Orla. So whatever is not Chaim and Trumas and Maisis, that's how Gemara starts off. And Omed Aleph, whatever is not Chayim Trumas Maisis is not the pre, so it's not a pre for Orla either. Gemara is going to ask an Omed Beis, but there's a pasuk Baral Malosai S Pirio. S is always Lerabois. S Lerabois Hatofel Pirio. My Nihu Shaima Lepri. So let the shell be a Shaima Lepri. So Gemara is going to give one teretz. They reject it. A second teretz. Then they finally give a third teretz. It's not a Shaima. It's not Mishama. It doesn't protect the pre. The Vyonis grow very well, even if you have a banana and you take off the peel. So in 2 minutes, the whole banana is going to turn brown. If you have an apple, you peel it, in 2 minutes it's going to turn brown. If you have an orange and you peel it, it's going to start drying up right away. The shell protects it, so that's a shayma lepri. But the Gemara says over here, they took tzlaf peiris, they took fully ripened avyoinis, and they removed the shell, and it lasted a long time. So the shell is not considered a shayma lepri. That's the Gemara's teretz on Amid Beis. But on Amid Aleph, the Gemara's... Because on the basis, the Gemara asked Akasha, the equation is not correct. Just because it's not a pre with respect to Trumas and Maisus, it follows automatically that it's not a pre for Orla, but there's another din in Orla. S, S is marbi even the shame of the priest. As Mar said, this case is not a shame of the priest. So basically, the equation that they made on Amud Aleph basically is correct, unless you have a case of a shame of the priest. The equation was whatever is not a pre with respect to Trumas and Mises, it grows from the ground, but it's eight. It's not pre. It's not doimil achilas adam, so it shouldn't be considered pre with respect to Orlo. So the Gemara says, Kalamekal Baratz halacha kemasa b'chutzlos. Since Rabbi Akiva's opinion exists on the books, even though we don't accept it, so that accomplishes that it's considered a Sofik Kaldahu, Legabi Orla B'chutzlartz, and Sofik Orla B'chutzlartz Mutter, not only if it's a 50-50 Sofik, even if it's a Sofik Kaldahu, a slight Sofik, the Hainu, Rabbi Akiva said a Shita, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, we know we don't accept his opinion, but since Rabbi Akiva had such a Shita, so that accomplishes that it's a Sofik Kaldahu. So the Mikra Adin, what's talking? Mikra Adin, the Din, the Gemara presented, the Din is not like Rabbi Akiva. That's how it's presented. Gemara Din is not like Rabbi Akiva. And when you have Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisvis on Tzlaf Peris that grew obviously in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlots, you're not Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisvis. When you're Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisvis, so the Gemara presents it that you're Mafrish not only on the Avionis, on the Pri itself, on the Shell as well. The Shell is Roy Lachim. So that's why the Gemara explains the Brisa says, what bracha do you recite when you eat the different parts of the tzlaf? So when you eat the avyoinus or the kafrisin, whether you're eating the fully ripened fruit or you're eating the shell on the outside, the bracha is bar pihua. It's because the whole thing is called pri. The avyoinus are the pri, the fully ripened pri. And the shell is also pri. That's why it's chayv and trumas and maizes. That's why the Brisa says that you say bari pri huayz. The Tosfos on Amud Beis, lamed vav Amud Beis deim ramaschal v'hilchus kamar baravashi midda legabi or lalav perihu. So that's what we have in parentheses in the Gemara, and it says on the left hand side in the Gemara marshal moichek ze mem zayin. Mashal crosses out these five lines in the Gemara. Kihumi bal halachas gedolus v'ene min haGemara v'chein yolehed yibarosh. These five lines were added on by the halachas gedolus. So what does halachas gedolus say? That since the din is that zarkas havianus v'echlas hakafrisin, so that shows midal gabior lalav perininu. That shows that the kafrisin are not a pri. Therefore, the gabi brachas nami. You don't say bari priho eitz, but it does grow from the ground. So you say bari priho adon. Can't say bar peretz, but you say bar priho adam. Yeah. So that contradicts the brisa that says on Amud Aleph. The brisa on Amud Aleph says that you say bar priho eitz. So the brisa on Amud Aleph is assuming that we're not paskening like Rabbi Akiva. We're only following Rabbi Akiva. Kala mekel bas halacha k'masa b'chutzlars will be mekel like Rabbi Akiva to say that an orla b'chutzlars, not trumas and marsis, an orla b'chutzlars. We can be mekel on the shells, that the shells will be mutabachila mutabano. But the Bahag apparently is of the opinion that we do pass like Rabbi Akiva. That's, if you look at Amud Aleph, that's the tziyun for the Rambam. When the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, I'm at the tiny letter Lamed, Ein Misasar Ela Vienes Balavan. So you look at the tiny letter Lamed, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. So if you pass like Rabbi Akiva, so of course the kafrisin is not the pri. That's why it's not chayv mishumas and maisus. It's just a question. Maybe it should be shayim of the pri with respect to orla. The Gemara knocks it down. Why it's not a shayim of the pri? So if you say that you're pasking like Rabbi Akiva, it's not kala mekel baratz halacha k'mosa b'chutzlar. If you're pasking like Rabbi Akiva outright that you're not chayv mishumas and maisus, so then you can't say bar pri huayitz on the shells on the kafrisin. But stuff called sulfa does grow from the ground. So therefore, the Gemara says, you say bari priho adam. But that for sure, this doesn't make sense to say that since in chutz la'aretz, kol ha-mekel baratz halacha k'masa b'chutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, we would be mekel on orla to allow people to eat the shells. So in chutz la'aretz, it's not considered a pri. So in chutz la'aretz, if you eat the shell of the evyoinais, then you should say bar pri hadama. But in Eretz Yisrael with a machma, then you say bar pri hait. So that's what Tosfos assumes anoche. That does make a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lords. Kalamekel batz alach gemasa b'chutz lords said special din and orlo. But the birchas hanenin shouldn't change between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lords. So that's a basic question. Are you basically paskening like Rabbi Akiva? Do you paskening like Rabbi Akiva? So then the shell should always be bar pri hadama. But if you basically paskin against Rabbi Akiva like Rabbi Laza, you only say kol amekel bas alachim mas b'chutzlois, you make like Rabbi Akiva with respect to Orla b'chutzlois, but really the din is like Rabbi Lezer. So then it should be bar pri hoitz on the shells. So that's what the halachas gedolos thinks, that we should pass like Rabbi Akiva.
Don't we have that sometimes where the bracha would be different in different places? Like if you have something that's normally cooked in Eretz Yisrael, then we'd say bracha on the cook, hadam on the cook one, and in America would be shatol.
Yeah, that's based on the Gemara's later, yeah. In Europe it was very rare. Our grandparents who came from Europe, so they wouldn't eat raw carrots in Europe. So they would only eat cooked carrots. So when you eat cooked carrots, they say hadam. When you eat raw carrots in Europe, they would say shahakal. But in America, it's common, it's very normal to eat raw carrots. So raw carrots would be hadam because it's normal. Whenever you eat it abnormally, then the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. So that depends. Lefi amokum, lefi azma. Yeah.
What would be so difficult about saying that in America, because
it's
Chutz
L'Aretz,
well, like Rabbi Akiva, because it's
Safek
Koldo,
we'd
say one bracha, and then in Eretz
Yisrael,
we wouldn't
hold that. Because that whole din of Safek Koldo, that's only a din in Orla, that's not a din in Birchas Hanenin. If you really pasken outright like Rabbi Lezer, and you're just relying on Rabbi Akiva's shita to say, Kol HaMekel Bas HaLachim Masa B'Chutzlo, so that's only a din that's restricted to the area of Orla. Doesn't carry over to Birchas Hanenin. If you say the din is like Rabbi Akiva all over, sure, the din is like Rabbi Akiva. So the shell is not an eichel. Shell is not part of the pri. So that's the machlekes harishanim. Should we basically pass like Rabbi Lez, only relying Rabbi Akiva to consider it a suffic kolde hu abarlo, that's mutter? Or we basically pass like Rabbi Akiva? But this doesn't make sense. This Taisa says wouldn't make any sense to say that, and one medina should be hu adoma, one medina should be hu eitz. Because kol mekel baretz, that doesn't make sense. He may say in one, it depends what people, not the insha daita dachi, what do people have in mind when they plant a kepa bush? Okay, so that may be in different medinas they have different things in mind. Or what's normal, what's abnormal? Okay, but just to say because b'chutz lords we rely on Rabbi Kiva, that's not going to change the brach. So that's very mistabu what Tosis says. Then the Gemara has a rule, you only say bari pri ha'eitz when the pri is fully developed. So the Gemara says, by grapes, it has to be higiyah kipul halovan. If it's not the size, pul halovan is a bean that they used to have, a certain size bean. So if the grape has developed to that minimum size of that bean, the pul halovan, so then it's considered a pri ha'eitz, and then you can say the brach. If it's not yet reached the stage of pul halovan, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, they'd say ha'adamah. That's what we found difficult. Why should it be ha'adamah? It should have been shahakol. If it's not a pri, it's not a pri. So how can you can't say bar pri ha'adamah? Can't say bar pri ha'eitz. Should be like koira. Like koira, you say shahakol. Unless not the inchi adaita dehachi. But here it's not the adaita dehachi. So this should pull. If you have grapes that are smaller than pull alavan. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. I think Shulchan Aruch says the psak is that you say bar pri adam. So we found that difficult. It should have been shahakal. I don't know the answer yet. We'll have to learn some more Gemara. That's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch, that on second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlekes harishanim that the Rosh quotes in the end of Masechus Rosh Hashanah, whether you say shechyana or not. Because it's a yom harichta on the second night of Pesach, and the second night of Shavuot, second night of Sukkot. For sure you say Shachyanu, second night of Hashanah, because the Yom HaRichta, so half of the Rishonim hold that you don't say Shachyanu. So in order to avoid getting involved in the Machlokes, so they quote from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, such a practice, from the Maharam Rittenberg, that he came up with this Eitzah, you should have a Pri Chodosh, so for sure, you got to say Shachyanu over the Pri Chodosh. So you'll be covered for the Shachyanu of Rosh Hashanah. So then the Poskim say, well, what kind of a fruit are you going to have? So they say, if you're going to get grapes Rosh Hashanah time, In Europe, they said it may not be big enough. It may not be the size, the minimum size to pull alovan. That pull alovan is needed in order to say bari pri ha'eitz. So they say if the fruit is not fully ripened yet, so you're not supposed to say shachyanu either. Or they say it's, why don't you say shachyanu? But if you're eating it, what's wrong? Say maybe you will say Shechyanu, it'll solve his Shechyanu problem, but you'll fall into another problem. You'll have an Asik. What bracha you say? You say Shechyanu when it's the new potato season also. There's no din that Shechyanu is only on fruits. You can say Shechyanu on vegetables also. But you'll fall into an Asik regarding what bracha you say on the grapes, whether for Adam or Ha'etz. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. You only say Ho'etz, that's what Tais points out. You only say Bari Pi Ho'etz if it's Igiya Kepul Alovan. The Gemara has a din, it says in Parshas Bahar that every seventh year is Shnas HaShemitah, and it says that the year is Kodesh. Then it says the second time, it's Kodesh. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, it just said that it's Kodesh. Why is it a second time? So the Tanaim say no, the first time goes on the Kedushas HaZman, the year has Kedush. The second time it goes on the Kedushas HaPeres. And all the peres that grow, all the fruits and vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and Shnas HaShemitah have a Kedushas Perishvis. What's the significance of the Kedushas Perishvis? So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, the Tanoim, and in Medrash Halacha comment. Why is the Shabbos Oatz Lachem Liochla? So they say Liochla V'lo Lehefsid. You have to be careful with the Perishvis not to throw them out in the garbage. They have Kedushas Perishvis, they can only throw it out, but it's no longer Roy Lachilo Sodom. And the Gemara says if you have a tree that's growing in Shnas HaShemitah, if the tree already gave forth fruits and you're going to chop down the tree and the fruits are not going to develop further, they could have developed more, so that's a violation. Those peres are perishvis, that's a violation of liochlo v'lo lehefsid, you're ruining the fruits. And koitzitzim ilonis b'shvis, you're not allowed to chop down trees in the Shemitah year if they have fruits that started to grow and they could grow further. And you, by chopping down the tree, you're going to stunt the growth of earth fruits. That's a violation of Liochlov Lolevs. So Tosis Frek Takashe, why don't you just say it's Baltashkes? Why don't you just say it's a din of Baltashkes? A passing a chumish? You're not allowed to chop down a fruit-bearing tree, middle of nowhere. Or why do you say you're not allowed to throw out Perishvias to be Liochlov Lolevs? It's an Issa because of the Kedusha's Perishvias. It's Baltashkes on the food. So Taisa says, no, the Gemara means to say, even in a situation where there's no issue of Baal Tashchis, you still have to be careful not to violate the din of Liochla V'lo Lehefsid. So they give you a case, V'yishloimar, it doesn't really pay to leave it. They quote from the Gemara Babas, if the tree hardly bears any fruits, it has such a little amount of fruits that there's no Baal Tashchis on the tree, but it's still an Isser of Liochla V'lo Lehefsid. Or Taisa gives other cases where you want to chop down the tree, you want to use the wood to make furniture. With it, and it's more valuable as furniture. The fruit that it gives off only has two oranges on the whole tree, and the wood, the two oranges you can buy for a quarter, they're both oranges for a quarter, and the wood is worth hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars to make furniture from. So that's not a violation of Baal Tashchit. But if it's Shnas HaShemitah, then you're not allowed to chop down the tree. If the peris started to grow by chopping that tree, you stunt the growth. That's an Issa Liochla V'lo Lehefsid. That's the second Taisus. On Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and Koitzitzim Ilanas B'Shvius. Yeah, what's the din of Shoyim Olapri? The Gemara learned that from the word S. The Gemara has in Psochim and other Mesichtas that there was Machlokes Satanoim, where he's supposed to Darshan S. The Gemara says there was one Tana Shimon who Amsoini, another version has it, Nechemi who Amsoini. He started off with the theory that every time it says in the Chumash S, it comes to be Marba something. Until he came to the pasuk, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tiran." There's only one God in heaven, so what are you going to be marba? Whom else should you have fear of? So he pirish. He backed out from all the drushes and the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what's going to be with all the notes? They have all these notes from all the shurim that he gave. He says it's all wrong. Yishem shekibalti schar al adrisha, kacha kabel schar al aprisha. At the time that I said all those shurim, I thought it was correct. So we all received reward because we were attempting to figure out Amikta Shaltar, even though now we realize that it's all false Torah, but we got reward because we were trying to be Mechavin Olamis. So he says, Kishem Shekibalti Yischar Ala Drisha, just like all along I thought it was Torah Emes, and we certainly got reward. Kacha Kabal Yischar Ala Prisha. So now I'll declare all the time that you shouldn't Darshan Es, and that's the Emes of truth. So we'll certainly get reward for saying the truth now. So he backed out from the drushes of Es, Shimon Hamsoin, until Rabbi Kiva came along. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva, I don't know what it means, they lived in the same generation or later generation. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva Velime, and Rabbi Kiva preached Es Hashem Elokecha Tiran, Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, that Moir Rabbach, Gemara Shemayim, goes on Rabbi Muvok. Regular rabbi is only a din of kovet talmid chacham. Rabbi muvuk is a din of bar rabbah gemara shemaim. So this gemara is based on Rabbi Kiva. And whatever it says es, it's marbe something which is tofel to the ikah thing, like es shamel kechatira. So we assume that Maral Miprag writes in one of his sermons. We assume that talmid chachamim are closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu than other people. So that's called es hatofel Hashem, es shamel kechatira. Or it says v'rochet says b'sora b'mayim. So the Gemara says, let's say there's a person whose tummy has to go to the mikveh, the person has very long hair. So it's not enough that it's besore, the basar is submerged under the waters of the mikveh. The long hair, which is tofel to the basar, also has to be submerged under the mikveh. Baruch es besore b'mayim, so es is marbe es hatofel b'sore, even the seir, that you need tefillah on the seir. Whenever it says es, so we always assume that you darshan es. So that's what the Gemara says over here. We darshan from the word Baralta Malasa S Piri S Atofal Piriya Mainihu Shaimalapri. That the Shaimer, even though the Shaimer is not edible, but the shell of a banana peel is not edible, or the orange peel, most people don't eat the orange peel. But nonetheless it's a din of orlo is chala and the shaimalapri. So here there's a machlekis in Shulchan Aruch. Based on that din, that there's a din of shaimalapri, the Gemara was drawing Mishalom, called the Tikkun Rabbanim, came the Raisa Tikkun. What bracha do you say? Do you say Bar Pireisa, Bar Pi Adama? Something grows from the ground, you say Bar Pi Adama. Unless it's a fruit on a tree, then you say Bar Pi Hoitz. So if it's Higila Pula Lovan, if the grapes Higila Pula Lovan, then it's the highest standard, then it reaches the Madrega Bar Pi Hoitz. If it's not, so then in Shulchan Aruch it says that many say Bar Pi Adama. So here the Shaila is. So the Gemara is drawing parallels, called the Tikkun Rabbanim came there, I said Tikkun, from Orlo only applies to trees, doesn't apply to vegetables, only applies to fruits that grow on a tree. The Gemara is drawing parallels from Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisris, which is the pre and which is not the pre. Whatever you're not Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisris on is not considered the pre, so then that wouldn't be Bar Pi Hoitz. The whole Gemara is making parallels. So the Shaila is here. Once you have a drasha, Es HaTofel Piryo, my Nihu, Shaima Lepri, so does that mean that the Shaima Lepri becomes Bar Pi Hoitz also, even though it's not really Oichal Adam? So what's he eating it for? He mixed it in with something else. It has nutritional value, but it's not really Bar. So this is a Machlekes and Achrenim. So the simple reading of the Gemara, the Poshib Shat, the superficial reading of the Gemara is that it's only a local din in Orlo. As a Tafel appears, a din, Shaima Lepri is also Bar Noah, doesn't carry over from Orlo to. Shouldn't carry over to bracha. Should not accomplish that. Should not cause that the shaymer lepri should have a bracha bar pivites. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. But this is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes later achrayim. Then the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Vav and the base going over to Lamed Zayin and Aleph is dealing with the issue of the special status that we grant to the chameshes mini dogam. What is the special status? There are dinim derais and dinim derabbanim. So the din derabbanim we're dealing with in our Gemara is bari mini mizaynus. That everything else that grows from the ground is bari pri adam and bari pri yoyitz. And this is special bari pri bari mini mizaynus. So this is a din derabbanim. What are the dinim derais where we give a special status to the chameshes mini dogon? So one din derais is lechem. Where do you have a din of lechem? Hafrosh haschalo. Oy bachochem lechem ha'oretz. Or matzah has to be lechem only, has to have a shem lechem. So lechem only has a chal shem lechem if it's from the chameshes mini dogon. Where did they get that idea from? That it only has a shem lechem for hamotzi purposes. Hamotzi lechem and oretz. Well, hamotzi is only the rabbanah for netilas yadayim purposes. That's only a din derabbanah. For birchas hamazon, okay, birchas hamazon, that's a din derais. Maybe birchas hamazon versus alamichya is a difference that's only on the level of drabon, but the fact that you have to say birchas hamazon, you bench mezuman, even if minatari you would say alamichya over cake and cookies, even if one should assume that that's minatara, but benching mezuman is only by lechem. So lechem has a special status. So how did the Tanoim know that it only has a special din of lechem when they get to birchas hamazon derais and matzah and etilas yadayim? And Hamotzi, how do they know that it only has the shame lechem if it's chameshes mini dogon? So the Gemara M'sochem on Laman Hamad Aleph, that's where the Mishnah formulates the statement, Laman Hamad Aleph, that only chameshes mini dogon qualifies. The Mishnah Chalu also says the same thing. And then there's a Mishnah in Menachos, says the same in the Gete Chodosh. Lech v'kol v'kamel osoch la'aretz ha'mayim hazeh an ha'viyach ha'mazayim ha'tnufo. The new tvua that was planted after Pesach may not be eaten until you bring the mincha ha'omer. First day chalamoid, next year Pesach. Or b'zman hazeh we don't have a mincha ha'omer, so you're not allowed to eat the tvua chadosha, the new tvua that was planted after Pesach, till it comes itzuma shel yom. It says aretz ha'mayim hazeh semikolon ad ha'viyach ha'mazayim ha'tnufo. So b'zman she'beis ha'migdush ha'yekayim, so the pasuk tells us when you bring the mincha soim on the first day chalamay Pesach, then it's matav di yisur chodesh. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, so you're not offering the mincha soimer. So then the pasuk says adetzam ayam is adi tzum shol yom. Tzum shol yom is the daytime part of the day, as opposed to the night before. So what's the first day chalamay? It's tezayin nisan. Tezvav nisan, the first day Pesach, and tezayin nisan in Eretz Yisrael. There's only one day yontiv, is the first day chalamay Pesach. So bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, so you have to wait till the daytime part of the day of Tezayin Nisan. You don't say Aretz HaMayim Hazeh till Leil Tezayin, till the night that you started counting Sfiras HaOmer. No, you have to wait till the daytime part of the day. Which part of the daytime part of the day? The beginning of the day or the end of the day? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Ad, what they say, Ad v'ad bechlal, Ad v'loy Ad bechlal. You're not permitted to eat the Tvoch HaDosha Ad Etz HaMayim Hazeh, Ad Yitzuma Shol Yom. Ad means till the whole Yitzuma Shol Yom is over, till the end of the day, or till the beginning of the day. Ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion there. The ad v'ad b'chlal. That min haTorah you're not permitted to eat the chodesh until the whole day of Tnufa Soimer has passed by. The Gemara lists this as one of the nine takonas of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai made, when he was a chief rabbi, he, with consultation with his bezin, they introduced nine takonas. So the Gemara says, eight of the nine takonas are takonas de Rabbanan. And the ninth one is Dorash V'Hiskin. It's not a Takana de Rabbanan. He just popularized, he publicized the din that Ad V'Ad Bechlal, Ad Etz HaMayim is Ad Yitzuma Shol Yom, the Yom Tnuf HaSaim, or Kol HaYom is Asa. Rabbi Yechman Zaka was the chief rabbi during the period of the Churban Abayis. So he's the one who snuck out of Yerushalayim to surrender to Aspasianus, to Vespasian. And he said he's going to grant three requests. So he requested they shouldn't destroy Ten Liav Nevechachameh, and so on. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, all the years, he was the chief rabbi, all the years they brought the Mincha Soimer and the Beis HaMikdash, and then after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, no more Mincha Soimer. So you had to popularize the din, Aretz HaMayim Hazeh, Ad V'Ad Bechlal, till the end of Yitzum Mishal Yom. So that's what the Gemara says. The ninth Takana was not really a Takana de Rabban, it was really a din deraisa. Why do you call it a Takana? Dorash V'Hiskin. He publicized the din, that you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh till the end of the day. So the Mishnah says there in Menachas that Chodosh doesn't apply to all fruits and vegetables and anything that grows from the ground is called Chodosh. Only the Chameshis Minei Dogan are called Chodosh. How do you know? Because the Chumash uses the word Lechem. Lechem v'kola v'kam refers to the Chameshis Minei Dogan, whatever form they are in, whether they're in the form of Lechem or Koli or Carmel. Carmel means that it's raw, it's fresh, it's fully grown. Rachum Olei means it's fully grown. The tvua grew on the ground. Koli means fully grown tvua that you toasted or roasted kernels of grain. A lechem is if you ground it up and made flour and they made bread out of it. So that's lechem. So the Gemara says the din of chodosh osa bachilo only applies to the chameshes mini dogon, which could possibly turn into lechem. And the din of bichas hamazon deraisa depends on lechem, and the din of hafrashas challah depends on lechem, and matzah is lechemoni. So these are the four dinim deraisa. What are the four? He said the isa chodosh is only chameshes mini dogan, matzah is chameshes mini dogan, chiyuv challah. What was the other one? That's all. What? And bichas hamazon deraisa. So those four dinim deraisa. Then the dinim derabanan, netilas yadayim, and hamotzi versus Barim Minim Zan, those are the Dinim de Rabbanon, yeah. So how did the Gemara know that that in order to be called Lechem on the level of the rice called the Tikkur Rabbanon came the rice of Tikkum? So the Bracha, Hamotzi Lechem and Ha'aretz, and the Tilas Yadayim is only if it's Lechem. So it's patterned after the Dinim de rice that Lechem has a special status. How did you determine that Lechem is only applicable, the concept of Lechem is only applicable to the Chameshis Mini Dogan? So the Gemara has in Psochem, Lamed Hem and Alf, the Gemara has the Drosha, that it says, you're not allowed to eat chometz, l'soch l'ol chometz, shirosam toch l'ol ha-matzis lechemoni. So the pasuk seems to imply that it only has a shame matzis lechemoni if it's dram ha-boim l'idei chimutz. If it's dram shein ha-boim l'idei chimutz, apparently there are two chemical reactions that occur. When you mix flour with water, so sometimes the chemical reaction will be what the Tanaim refer to as sirchon, and sometimes it will be what they refer to as chimutz. What corresponds to chimutz and what does sirchon mean? So that's what the modern scientists claim, that the chimutz means whatever contains gluten. So when you mix the flour with the water, the thing is going to rise and it's going to have a kippah shape. It's going to be like an arc shape on top. So that's dvar ma'bon mede chimitz. And if you just mix it together and it doesn't develop, can't rise and develop to be such a thing, that's called dvar ma'bon mede sirchon. So it would appear from the Talmud Yerushalmi, you get the impression, the Talmud Yerushalmi Chala, the Tanoim experimented, and it turned out that they discovered that there are chameshes mini dogam. It's not that they had a tradition halacha moshim sinat. That's it, because the Yerushalmi asks, how can there be a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, which the Gemara refers to over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion, oriz ben dogun v'chayov machmutz zekores, varam yetzudech v'asa bePesach. He says it's bole dechimutz, and he says it's good for chiyuv matzah, rice, and he says that. He says hamoitzi on it, and it's chayv and challah. Afrash challah, the whole works. He says that the rice has also the status as the other 5 minute dogan. There's a 6 minute. You can find a 7th minute, an 8th minute, a 9th minute, a 10th minute. It'll also be. So Yerushalmi asks, what is the machlek zatayim? Why don't they experiment to determine what is bole dechemus, bole desirchon? So the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi answers, they did experiment, and it was borderline. And the Tanoim looked at it, and it had the machlekes. In other words, it has a little bit of gluten, doesn't have as much as the wheat and the barley and so on, had a little bit of gluten, and that was the machlekes. Where he drew the line, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri looked at this, and he said, that's enough chimutz to be considered bole de chimutz, and he declares that the rice have the status of dogon. And the other Tanoim disagreed, and they said, it's not enough chimutz, has to have more chimutz than that. But it would appear from that Yerushalmi that if you'll find new kinds of grains that'll be bole dechimutz will also have the status of chameshes mini dog. There is no halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There's dafke 5. The Ramban quotes this passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi on the first daf in this chidushim on Perikei L'Treifas. He's bothered with the kasha. Ramban postulates a rule in his Melchamas on Masechta Shabbos against Tosfos. He says, how can you have a machlekes mitzias? The Tanoim always believed in experimentation. Unlike the Greek philosophers would philosophize. How come fire goes up and water goes down? How come water puts out the fire? Why doesn't the fire put out the water? And they would give philosophical explanations for everything. There was so much into philosophy. And Tanoim didn't hold from much of the philosophy. They believed in experimentation. You experiment, you test it out, and you find out what you have. So the Ramban says, it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes hatanoim and mitzias. Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos get stuck. The Gemara sounds like there's a machlekes hatanoim. If you use a broom to sweep a floor on Shabbos, and it's a dirt floor, it's not a floor that has tiles or a wooden floor. A dirt floor, so you get the Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara that there's a machlekes hatanoim. What's wrong with using a broom to sweep the floor? What, there's a malach involved? So the Gemara says, there's a shaila ashvuye gumis. If you'll succeed in collecting all of the dust, and the dust will fill in a hole in the floor and make it flat by sweeping with the broom, you'll cause that the floor, the surface of the dirt floor is going to be flatter than it was before. So that'll be a violation of bona. Ashvui gomes babais is a violation of bona. So the Gemara talks about a machlokes hatanoim, whether you're allowed to sweep the floor. So Tosfos says, but isn't it a psik reishe? So Tosfos says, that's machlekes hatanaim, whether it is a psik reisha, it's not a psik reisha. So Ramban says, then Melchamas, he said, that's ridiculous. Experiment, try 100 times and see. Do all 100 times out of 100. Does it turn out you accomplished Ashvui Gumis? Then maybe it is a psik reisha, but if only 90 times or 95 times out of 100, so then it's not a psik reisha. So how can you have a machlekes hatanaim on a metzias dika thing? In the yeshivas, everybody says like the Ramban. How can you have a machlekes and metzias? The Tanoim should have experimented. How did the Ramban know that Tanoim believed in experimentation? Maybe they were like the Greek philosophers, that they would philosophize. They held that you can't rely on experimentation. So he quotes this Yerushalmi. The Ramban, on the first half, and Eli Trefis quotes this Yerushalmi, where it says, Beferish, the Yerushalmi asked, how can there be a machlek sabechem anu in a chachamim? Whether oris is bole de chimetz or bole de zirchon, they should have experimented and seen what the result is going to be. So the Yerushalmi answered, they did experiment. And that's what they were arguing about. So the Ramban raises the issue on the first daf in the other treifa. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, whether treifa chai or treifa ein chai. When the Torah prohibited us from eating animals that have these certain diseases that we call a treifa, what's the nature of that din? Is it because we assume it's like tchilas nevela? If an animal dies a natural death, or someone shoots the animal, a goy kills the animal, they didn't do shechita, so that's an isa nevela. So treifa means, the Rambam writes, treifa tchilas nevela. It's on its way to die. We're all on our way to die. All behemoths are going to die. No one's going to live forever. So, well, yeah, every person is a tchilas nevela. No, he's going to die within a year. If a person is 119 and a half years old, and it was predicted, Noach got a nevuah, someone's going to die at the age of 120. No, he's going to die. That's not called tchilas nevela. I mean, agosis means one is in the process of dying. The Gemara has sometimes different dinim for goses. So the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, HaMaseches HaOlos, Perek Aleph, that the definition of the word goses is one in whom the tahalich hamisa has begun. The Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic. He didn't use the word tahalich hamisa, but the one who was kind enough to translate the Rambam's Arabic into Hebrew, the old Pirush HaMishnayos translation. So that's what he calls it. The tahalich hamisa has begun. So here also, a treifa is a tchilas nevela. I mean, if the animal has a disease of the person, the redinim of a person is a treifa. So hergas a treifa is not chai misa. Why? If I shoot a dead body, I'm not chai misa. So even if I murder a person who has one leg already in the grave, he's already on his way to die. If you shoot a person who's a ghost, say, see, wa chai misa. Shoot a person who's a treifa, you're not chai misa. That's a little strange. That the Gemara has a psukim. Everything is based on psukim. So here, by as far as kashrus of kosher animals, so if the animal is a treifa, every animal is a oimed lomos, but if the animal is a treifa and it has a disease, it has some tissue damage, and this tissue damage will lead the animal to die within a year, let me say that treifa is tchilas nevela, and it's an issa, you're not allowed to eat the treifa because it's tchilas nevela. Is that the pshat, that treifa ain't a chaya? We should assume that the treifa is going to die within a year. So if you could demonstrate that it's just not so, let's say I have an animal that has a simen treifas, and I lock it up, and it lives for another 2 years. It lives. So can I, and it still has a simen treifas. Can I shecht it after 2 years? I just demonstrated that this simen treifas that it has is not a tchilas nevela, it's not going to die. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Is treifa ein achaya? The reason why the Torah prohibits eating the treifas is because we assume they're going to die within a year. But if you lock it up and you see that it lives for a year, so then it's not going to be us. So they say, no. Treifa chaya, it's a gzeres hakosav that any animal has a disease. These kind of diseases you're not allowed to eat, even though it's not necessarily going to die within 12 months. It has nothing to do with dying within 12 months. So we, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that treifa chaya. Even if the animal survives 12 months, he's still not allowed to eat it. Unless we had a suffix in the first place. Sometimes you have certain diseases that it's a suffix treifa, suffix ain't a treifa. So if it's a suffix, if it's a treifa, and it lives for 12 months, so then we assume the fact that it survived for 12 months, that's a hechacha that it probably was not a treifa. The roiv is that it's not a treifa. Because the ruba of animals, the overwhelming majority of animals that have a treifas in them, will not survive for 12 months. Everybody should agree to that. The overwhelming majority of animals that have a treifas will not survive. So this animal had no light in the animal, a suffix treifas, so the fact that it survived the whole year is an indication that it was a mistaken diagnosis, it's not a treifa. This suffix treifas turned out to be kosher. That's how we pass. That if you show a yud beis chodesh, if it's a vaday treifa, it doesn't help to make it kosher. And if it's a suffix treifa, then the fact that it was show a yud beis chodesh, it survived for a year, that's an indication that it was not a treifa in the first place. But if you know for sure that it was a vare treifa, then we pass and it doesn't help that it lives for 12 months. Because treifa chaya, even if it lives for 12 months, it's also also b'achila. So the Ramban asks on that Gemara, how can they have a machlokes hatanoim and metzias with a treifa chaya, treifa ein chaya? Why don't they experiment to find out, like the Yerushalmi says? So the Ramban says, the answer probably is like the answer given by the Yerushalmi. They did experiment. They must have taken 100 animals that all had a simen treifas, and they locked them up for a year. And then he's guessing, so he says, and probably the results of the experiment probably were that all 100 animals died. And one Tana says, no, there you have it. I just proved my point, that treif ain't a chai. And the reason why the Torah prohibits eating treif, because obviously they're all going to die within 12 months. The other Tana said, no, it wasn't a controlled experiment. Maybe if you would have had 1,000, maybe they had 1,000. The other Tana said, if you would have had 10,000. If you would have had 10,000 animals, maybe the overwhelming majority of them would die within a year, then maybe some of them would survive. The Ramban says they probably did do an experiment, and after the experiment, that was the machlokes, whether the results of the experiment are considered conclusive or inconclusive, because it wasn't a controlled experiment. So that's the famous Ramban. Ramban is in the Machamis in the end of Masechet Shabbos by sweeping the floor. He disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos says it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether sweeping the floor constitutes a psik reisha melechah Shabbos about shvuyi gumis. One is mashve gumis, Babayis is over on bone, basada is over on choresh. If you dig Babayis is in malacha bone, if you dig basada is in malacha choresh, means when you're preparing for planting. So basada ashwi gumis would be choresh, and Babayis ashwi gumis would be bone. So Ramban has this famous comment that's popular in the yeshivas, that it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes in metzias, because the rabbis would have experimented. They wouldn't have philosophized, unlike the Greek philosophers who would not bother to experiment. They didn't believe in manual labor. That's how Rav Soloveitchik would give a whole derosha. They didn't believe that's only for slaves and for servants. Free men have to use their minds. So rather than look at the evidence, they philosophize about what the evidence should be. I remember years ago when I first started working for the OU in Kashrus, so the whole organization was very tiny. They didn't have some, now they have 100 times as many, 1,000 times as many hashgachas. It was a very small outfit then. So we would sit in the office in New York and Manhattan. We would philosophize about what the factory probably looks like. It's probably a pipe by here and a pipe by here. And then when we had more people to go look at it, it never corresponded, living or dead, to the way we imagined that it sometimes didn't correspond to Huckle, sometimes didn't correspond to Hachman. So you can't philosophize about Metzius. You got to go see the Metzius with your own eyes. Yeah.
People are doing experiments.
They're publishing the results of the experiments. Yeah. Which metal? Which different metal pots have how much blea? To what extent are they? They're making experiments, and then we have to present the results of the experiments to the rabbonim all over the world who are working in the area of kashrus to see what maskanas will come to based on that. So that's the famous Ramban. Okay, it does make sense to have a machlekes in metzias. So that's what he quotes. The Yerushalmi says that this machlekes abecha menuri, whether oris is bore de chimus or bore de sichon, is not a machlekes in metzias. They experimented, they looked at it, they argued, where do you draw the line? Yeah. What is the whole thing relevant to Rabbi Menuri? We don't pass like Rabbi Menuri. So the Gemara says, a little bit, we do pass like Rabbi Menuri, even though Rabbi Menuri holds that rice is one of the mini dogon. So you say Bari Minim Zainis in the beginning, you say Alamichi at the end. Or if you made a rice bread, then you say Hamoitzi Lechem Arotz in the beginning with Antilus Yadayim, with Birchus Hamoz, and the whole works. At the end, he holds that rice is Mamish from the Mini Dogon. We don't accept his opinion that rice is from the Mini Dogon. So if you have a lot of rice, you wouldn't say Alamichi, but the exception to the rule the Gemara says is that you say Bari Minim Zainis in the beginning. At the end, Vulabasov, the Gemara tells on the top, around the 12, 13 lines from the top of Van Zaymon base. Vulabasov, Einim Bavarach Olav Alay Klum. After you finish eating the rice, you don't say Alamichia. You say Bar Nefoshes. But before you eat the rice, you say Bar Minim Zaynus. Why is it an exception to the rule with respect to Bar Minim Zaynus? So the Bishanim say, because rice is very filling. So even though it's not from the Hamesh Yismini Dogon, it still deserves to have the bracha recited Borei Minim Mizem. So that's what some later poskim say. There were areas in Europe where the main food that they ate was potatoes. They always ate potatoes all year long. So some came up with the suggestion. In those areas, maybe you should say Borei Minim Mizem on the potatoes. So they made a suffix bracha on potatoes. Whether potatoes is Borei Pri Adama, or potatoes is Borei Minim Mizem. You mentioned others made a different suffix bracha on potatoes. Maybe potatoes should be shahakal neimadvara. I said shahakal neimadvara because the Gemara is going to say later, we still didn't get there, that if you eat mushrooms, the bracha is not bari minim zaynus. They grow on the ground. They sit on the ground when they grow, but they're not yonik from the ground. Me'avira karabu, the Gemara says that they get the nutrition from the air. So even though it grows on the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground, so you don't say bari priho adoma. You just say shahakal on the mushroom. So that's where some argued the point that the potatoes will sprout even when they're not attached to the ground. If you have potatoes, you put them in the refrigerator, it's too cold, so it won't sprout. But if you leave it out in the summertime, it's going to be warm in the apartment, so the potatoes will sprout a little bit. So some say, oh, you see that it sprouts even though it's not attached to the ground. So that should be the same as mushrooms, that it grows even and not from the ground. So that should be a suffix shakal. And others argue, no, the sprouting, you don't eat the sprouts. But you can't leave something out, not attached to the ground. It's not going to develop to become a potato. If you have a potato that's sitting around in a warm room, it'll sprout. But the sprout, that's not the potato. So most assume that potatoes are bar priha adama. And this opinion, the shakal opinion, I think only the descendants from Rav Chaim Sanza, I think that was his idea. But the mezainis, that's others have the time of them. Maybe potatoes should be burned in mezainis like the rice. Why does the Gemara say the bracha achayna v'loi klum? What kind of a lashon is that? L'lo b'sof, einim v'barachol v'loi klum. No bracha is recited at all. What do you mean? It's not true. You say burn nefashis. The Gemara says you say burn nefashis at the end. So why does the Gemara call it v'loi klum? The Rashi explains that the eight lines from the bottom of the Rashi is on Lam Zayin Manal of Veloy Klum Kloimer. What do you mean Kloimer? Don't take it literally. Veloy Klum, no bracha is recited at all. Kloimer, you don't say any unique bracha that's meyuchet for the Shivas Aminim. Ain't a tom mebrichas Peres Eretz Yisrael Veloy Klum. You don't require a special bracha. You say Bar Nefosh is the regular bracha. That's called Ain't a Mebrach Olav Veloy Klum. It doesn't have any special, nothing special recited. Still, it's a striking lotion. Why do you say v'loy klum? So the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch gives a different interpretation based on the Gemara at the end of the Perek. When the end of the Perek has the Mishnah at the end of the Perek has a machlokes hatanoim. What bracha does one recite when drinking water? That's a mem dalad amenal. Hashos amayim letzama. One is thirsty and he drinks water. Mevarch shakol miyibidvah. Tafanam bebar nefashes abes v'chasred. So what does it mean, Barnefashis Rabbis? He holds that that's the bracha that you recite before you drink the water. We pass can say Shahakol, Rav Tarfon holds that you say Barnefashis before you drink the water. So the Gemara says we don't follow his opinion, we say Shahakol before you drink it. And the Minig has it that we recite Barnefashis after you finish drinking it. That's the last Gemara right as the Perek ends. Hilchos Amai, how do we paskin? Amalai Puk Chazi, go take a look. My Amad Debar. What's the Minigoylam? What do the people do? So the Minigoylam is that you say, Rashi said, Minigoylam, Echdogim, Kranogalabarch, Betrila Shakol, with the Psofi say Barnefashis. So the Gemara, it sounds like it's saying that the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Dalanam and Base also says that whenever you eat any food that doesn't require a bracha, Me'en Shodo, Shabichos Amazon, then the Minig has it that you always say Barnefashis afterwards. It seems it was never instituted by the Tanoim that you have to say Bar Nefashis as a Bracha Achrayna. Bizman HaTanoim, when you would finish eating fruits or vegetables or having a cup of coffee or something, it was Taka Einem Baruch Olav Aloy Klum. No Bracha would be recited at all. So the Brice is to be taken literally. Einem Baruch Olav Aloy Klum. But in the days of the Amoraim, the Minig developed. What is the Amad the Bar? What's the Minig Olam? So the Minig developed that you say Bar Nefashis afterwards. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's why it says Einim Baruch Olav Aloy Klum, because Bizban HaTanoim, strictly speaking, that was the halacha. The fact that we say Bar Nefashis, that's only a minhag. Yeah, what's the din? The Gemara quotes a Tosefta towards the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, the last seven lines there. The Tanya is a klal. So they quote a story. All the Tanoim was sitting and eating. Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi. And he was a big disciplinarian, and he felt that everybody has to fall in line, and his opinion is the only opinion that counts. Gemara tells a story when they fired him as being chief rabbi. He was a little too much of a disciplinarian regarding Tfilas Arvis Chayva versus Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel. He felt Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And Rabbi Gamliel humiliated him in public in front of all the other Tanaim. So they decided that's it. He already overstepped his bounds and they fired him and they appointed, they didn't want to appoint Rabbi Yeshua as the chief rabbi. That'll be too much of an insult to Rabbi Gamliel. So they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the chief rabbi instead. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was around at that time, but he didn't want to make Rabbi Akiva the chief rabbi because he was a descendant of Gerim. And they were afraid that if you don't have a good yichus, maybe Rabbi Gamliel would be so bitter over the fact that he was fired from his position as chief rabbi, maybe Min HaShemayim they'll punish the new chief rabbi. So they needed to appoint someone that had a big yichus. Ablaz Min Azariah had a big yichus. What is the Gemara? He was a direct descendant from Ezra. The Gemara says he was a direct descendant from Ezra. He was a very young man, so they appointed him the chief rabbi. So on this one occasion, they were all eating together. Now Rabbi Gamliel had a dispute with the other Tanaim that's recorded in the Mishnah later. When is one required to recite Birchas HaMazon in HaTorah? Here the Mishnah has Mem, Dal, and Menach, that same Mishnah. Ochal Anovu Mateinu V'Rimonim. He eats from the Shivas Aminim. He eats a lot of grapes, and that's his whole meal. Not time he's eating as a snack. A guy's eating as a snack. He's having some grapes or some figs or some pomegranates. Then you say, Tosis says, everybody agrees that you say, Alvaitz Valprihoitz. What is going to be a machlokes satanaim, whether such a bracha exists? Rabbi Gamliel is going to deny the existence of a bracha alvaitz. That's the last line in the bottom Tosis on Lama Zainim and Alf. Imlo Kain. Chidleisle de Ramulia brachach, Zmein Shal B'shum Makai. Rabbi Gamliel never holds from Allah Michya, never says Allah Geffen, never says Alvaitz Valprihoitz. No. If you're having the wine as a snack, you're having the grapes as a snack, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that you say Al Ha'etz V'Pri Ha'etz, so you say Al Ha'michya. But if you're eating it as a full meal, so let's say you have Wheaties, and that's your whole breakfast, that's the whole breakfast is Wheaties, and he eats Kleis Kedei Sviya from that. So Rabbi Gamliel holds, or you eat the whole meal, B'Kviyas, you eat a whole meal of grapes, that's the whole meal is grapes. So then Rabbi Gamliel holds that you have to say Gimel Brachas, you have to say the whole Birchas HaMazon. That's how reads the Psukim. Eretz Chita Sarev Geffen Atena Verima Eretz Zeh Shemen Advash Eretz Eshlev Neskenes Tachal Balach V'Yachalta V'Savata V'Yirachta. So V'Yachalta V'Savata V'Yirachta goes back on everything, goes back on all the Shivas HaMinim Shinishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says on Mem Dalvan Amin Aleph, on the first wide line, right following the Mishnah. My time at the Rabbi Gamliel. How does Rabbi Gamliel develop such a shita that you have to recite all the Gimel Brachas, all Birchas HaMazon, and all the Shevis HaMinim, Dichsiv, Eretz Chita, Dichsiv, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta V'sasham Al-Kecha, goes on everything. V'Rabbanon, the other Tanoim disagree, and they hold no, Eretz Yivsikwin, there's a big semicolon. Eretz Chita, Eretz Yishem and Advash, semicolon, and then it goes, Eretz HaShalav V'skenes, Tachal Balach, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta. So V'chalta V'savata V'rachta only goes on the Lechem. It doesn't go on the Chita Zorav Geffen Atena Berim. So it's a machlek, it's Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether you're supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon on all the Shivas HaMinim, or you only recite Birchas HaMazon on Lechem. What does it mean, Eretz Hipsikuinian? According to the Rabbanon, that you say Eretz Hipsikuinian, that means the Uberachta Sasha Malakecha only relates back to Lechem. Eretz Ashalobi Miskenis Tachal Balechem. And if you eat the other Paris, there's no obligation in our Torah to recite a Bracha Achreina at all. The whole Alamichia, the whole Aloetz is only with the Rabbanan. Or maybe what it means, Eretz Hipsiku Inyan, that there are two levels. Ve'achalta V'savata V'rachta goes back on both. Goes back on Lechem and regarding Achilas Lechem, if you eat Kidei Sviya, you have to recite Birchas HaMazon, the rice of the Gimel Brachas. And if you ate Anovim and Teinim, if you my name, Kidei Sviya, Chalta Basarata Rachta, if you ate Kidei Sviya, then the Chachamim will say one is obligated to recite Al Ha'etz Min HaTorah. But you can combine Al Ha'etz, you recite everything in one Brach. So that's a Mechudish Dik, that's a Machlaikis HaRishayin. Shulchan Aruch, Mechavi quotes the two opinions. Whether Al Ha'etz or Pri Ha'etz, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabban. The mind of Kamina, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabban. So let's say a person has a Safek, if he ate a Kazayas. That's probably not going to be a Sveka, the Raisa, the Chumri. Even if you'll follow those Rishonim, that Al Ha'etz or Pri Ha'etz is the Raisa, Al Ha'micha is the Raisa, that's only if you had Kedei Sviya from it. He ate a whole ton of Wheatina. Not that he had a Kazayas of Wheatina. It's of course, even on bread. The chiyuv to recite Birchas HaMazon, the rice that we pass, and there's only if you ate Kedei Sviya. If the person ate less than Kedei Sviya, the Birchas HaMazon on Lechem Guf is only the Rabban. How can you say that the Brocha Achas Mein Sholosh on the Shivas HaMidim is the rice even if you didn't have Kedei Sviya? So that's why Chacham Avadia quotes this in one of his Chuvas. He says, even according to those who say that ala eitz val prihu eitz, ala gefen val priha gefen is deraisa. It's only if you had a lot, so much that it's kedei sviya. If you had kedei sviya, then it's going to be deraisa. Yeah. If you didn't have, so that's not going to, if you have a suffix, if you ate a kazayas. The guy ate a couple of grapes, and he's not sure whether the grapes added up to a kazayas. That's not going to be a suffix deraisa l'chumra. Even if you ate a kazayas of grapes, that's not kedei sviya. So that's not going to happen afkamina. Whether aloeitz or alpihaitz is deraisa derabbana, what's an afkamina? So they usually say, oh, an afkamina is whether suffix. Suffix deraisa l'chumra, suffix derabbana kula. So that's not a valid suffix. What is the nafkamina? So Shulchan Aruch, they give you a nafkamina. Birchus Hamazon is to una bracha lachrecha b'mkoyim. You have to recite the bracha b'yeshiva. Where is that? That's at the end of here. The last line on Nun Aleph on the base. The last line, Perek Shloshi She'ochlu. The Hilchus of the Kulo Yoshev and Mavarach. Even if you're eating the sandwich, Umar has a machlekes. If the guy was sitting and eating his sandwich, then he should bench in his sitting position. If the guy was eating while he's walking on the highway, then he can bench while he continues to walk. Umar says, we don't pass like the Hilchus of the Kulu. In all cases, whether he ate in a sitting position or he ate in a walking position, the Kulu, in all the cases, Yoshev and Mavarach, you have to sit down and recite Birchus Hamazon. A lot of times at the end of a big dinner, while your dinner or the shul dinner, so the mechabit some that he should bench mezuzah, so they give him the mic and he stands at the podium, benching mezuzah standing up. So that's against the Gemara. They didn't get so far in yeshivas, who gets the daf nun aleph? So that's why we started daf lamed hey. So we'll get the daf nun aleph. We'll get there first. Cheat a little bit, so you get the daf nun aleph. So Gemara says the dinner, he's supposed to recite Birchus Hamazon in a sitting position. Yeah, where do you get that? So Tosis quotes Rabbi Albert, Rabbi Moshe Albert. See the Tosis Hilchus of Bekuli Yoshev Mevarach. Where do you get it from? Uno Tarikam Ve'achalta V'Savata. You read the word V'Savata V'Shev Eis. Sounds like a Balatur. Maybe he's the ghost writer of the Balatur. Moshe Albert. I don't know. V'Savata. You read it as if it were written V'Shev Eis. You should sit for a moment. The Birchus Hamazon has to be in a sitting position. Whatever, maybe it's a din derabbanan, maybe it's a din deraisa, but that's the din. The Gemara says you have to recite Birchus Hamazon in a sitting position. So that's in Shulchan Aruch they discuss. If you hold that ein shalosh ala michyo, ala gefen, ala eitz, ala priho eitz is deraisa, so maybe you have to be makbid to recite the bracha achrona in a sitting position. Let's say a lot of times they have a stand-up kiddush. Everybody's milling around and they're eating cake and they're eating kugel and all kinds of things. So you say barnefoshes, you can say barnefoshes in a standing position. But as far as saying ala michya, so that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch whether he's supposed to sit down. And many of the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch assume that that's what it depends on. If it's deraisa, you have to say in a sitting position. So only the rabbani can say in a standing position. What about Birchus Hamazon? Let's say a person in a concentration camp, he only eats a kazayis of bread and he's starving. He's starving after he finishes. So the requirement to bench Birchus Hamazon is only by the Rabbanan there. So you're going to say he can recite Birchus Hamazon in a standing position. No. Once there is a din that you have to sit for Birchus Hamazon, so even if your Birchus Hamazon happens to be the Rabbanan, you still have to stand. Still have to sit. Not only do you have to sit for a Birchus Hamazon, that's the rice. You have to sit for a Birchus Hamazon, that's the Rabbanan as well. So here also, even if one should assume that the Me'ein Sholosh is only the rice if you ate Kedei Sviya, if you just had two cookies, so the alamichya is only going to be the rabbana. But still, if there is a din that, if me'ein sholosh is a din deraisa, and therefore we would require yeshiva, either minatar, or the rabbana, whatever this mocker is for this din, whatever Taisa says over here. So then you should mistam recite alamichya and aloeitz, even in a sitting position, if you didn't have kedei svi. Well, that's one nafkamina they have in Shulchan Aruch. You have to recite the Bracha Achrona in a sitting position. The other nafkamina they have is, if it's Tom Brocha Le'achra B'mkom, let's say a person ate a sandwich, and then they call them to the telephone. They tell them someone's on the phone, someone wants to see it. So he walks all the way and goes to a different place. Then he finishes the telephone conversation. Do we require that he should come back to the original place where he ate the bread in order to bench? So the Gemara says that Birchus Hamazon pass is Tom Brocha Le'achra B'mkom. He's supposed to bench in the same location. If he just took a flight to Boston, and then he realized that he forgot the bench, so then you don't tell him he has to come back to Boston, to New York. On the next flight, come back, it'll probably be too late to bench. But even if it won't be too late, if he already drove away,
So then the Gemara has a discussion. Machlekes b'sham and b'silo. If he left b'shoigig, if he left b'mezid, and the next parak, in the eighth parak, Eledvam. But whenever it's reasonable to require of the person that he should go back and bench in the same place, we say that passes tom bracha le'achra b'mkom. What about ala gefen? What about ala michia? What about ala eitz v'prihoitz? The fellow had grapes, and he didn't say bracha achrayna on the grapes. Then he runs, he's in a different building now. And then he realized he didn't say bracha achrayna. See, if he just had a cup of soda, and he didn't say bar nefashis. So he's allowed to say bar nefashis in another location. A chatchid shouldn't go away without saying bar nefashis. May forget, but he forgot, he left without saying bracha achrayna. So he said bar nefashis where he is. We wouldn't even require the chatchid to come back. But what about for ala michya, al hoetz? Do you say it's tom bracha le'achra b'mkom? So some achrayim say that these two are connected. If it's deraisa, then you need bracha le'achrum koma, and then you have to have the bracha achrayim should be yeshiva. And if ala michya and ala gefen and ala eitz is never deraisa, it's always the rabbanan, then hasfarna senes, they will never require yeshiva. Tosis says vilchas sabukula yoshu mavarach. The last tosis in perek shlosh shachlu, they only require that you say the birchas hamazon in a sitting position, because birchas hamazon is sometimes deraisa. So even when it's only the rabbanan, you have to recite it the yeshiva. So if Mi'ein Sholosh is never deraisa, so then they probably didn't institute either that it should be recited the yeshiva in a sitting position, nor did they institute that it should be tom brocha le'achra b'mkom. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharil, based on the Gemara in Gittin, that even bar nefashis should be recited in a sitting position for different reasons. The Gemara says in Gittin, in the beginning of Perek Misha also Kordaikis, the Gemara has all kinds of statements on health. So some of them are accepted by the doctors of our generation, others are not accepted. That's what the Rashba over there quotes from the Goinim, that whoever follows the medicine in the Gemara is Dama Barosh. If the doctors in your generation don't agree what it says in the Gemara, so you're not supposed to follow what it says in the Gemara on medical issues. But some of the things the Gemara says have not been disproven. So the Gemara says that it's not healthy to eat in a standing position and to run. The Gemara says you should sit and eat benachas so that the food will be digested normally, and then you should sit a little bit after you finish. You shouldn't run right away. So how long do you have to sit after you finish eating? So the Maharil is quoted as saying he should say bar nefashis in a sitting position. When he finishes saying bar nefashis slowly and carefully, then he can leave. So it's not that bar nefashis has to be recited to yeshiva. That's for health purposes. That's if he sat for 2 minutes after he finished eating, then he can run and say bar nefashis on the run. But he should sit at least 2 minutes after finishing eating, the amount of time that it would take to say, half a minute, whatever, amount of time that it would take to say bar nefashis. But the Gemara only has the yeshiva, hilchas abikula yeshiva, is only by birchas hamazon causes the rice. So that's the machlokes harishonim. How did the Rabbanan read the pasuk? Do they hold that the me'ein sholosh is also their raisa and birchas hamazon is their raisa? So here, Min HaTorah can include everything in one bracha. Here you have to say three different brachas. So they say, no, Min HaTorah, you can include everything in one bracha. That was the machlokes we had earlier by the poyalim. Where do we have it? Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tosis thinks that Min HaTorah, birchas hamazon, over lechem requires three separate brachas. And the Rashba, and that Tosis, disagrees. He says, no, birchas hamazon, you have to mention all these themes, Min HaTorah. You can include all the themes in one bracha. There's no requirement to say three distinct brachas. So those Rishonim will learn that Me'ein Sholosh is their Raisa on all the Shivas Aminim, and lechem Min HaTorah needs birchas hamazon. So what's the difference on the level of the Raisa? So the difference is that this needs Gimel brachas, and that's enough with one bracha. That's a chiddush. That's based on the assumption, like the Tosis on Tezayinim and Alf, that lechem requires gimel brachas menater. Okay, so I have to apologize. I have to run to a bar mitzvah, which I'm already late for. So we left off in the middle. Tomorrow, B'lei Neder, will continue. We're in the middle of the bottom Tosis on Lamed Zayinim and Alf. Nozer Rabbi Gamliel Rishus Rabbi Akiva Levorach. Rabbi Gamliel held that the din is that you say birchas hamazon and te'enim, the Tanaim is sitting in eating te'enim. So he thought they're going to bench mezumim. And we passed him that the whole thing is not so. So that we have to start from that tomorrow. What's the issue of benching mezumim over te'enim? Okay, got to run.